Hello.
Yeah, this is Rex Scotton.
Hi, Rex.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you've been talking to Bob about a plan down in the bowling alley and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I have in mind. The more I think about it, the only thing I really need down there, need in that area, is the bowling alley itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, as far as anybody who ever uses it, they will have the upstairs, you know what I mean? They'll be dressing upstairs and mm-hmm. showering and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's particularly true. I mean, the sauna we really don't need, but it's particularly true if you can work out a plan to take the bathroom in the master bedroom there and put in one of those jacuzzi kind of things.
Yeah.
You've been checking on that to see. Understand, I don't want one of these, you know, these half-assed contraptions, mm-hmm. but that's a very big room, and I would add a very big space, so I wouldn't think there'd be much problem on it.
No, I don't think so. I think there's plenty of room where, our mail problem, we're getting the information from California is it La Costa?
I don't know.
There's a big club out there, and they're the best in the country, and we've talked to them on the phone, and they're sending us the information. We should have had it by now.
I see. They will have the information. Well, my view is that rather than having to putting in a damn big installation down below, which you have to go down and use and change your clothes and so forth, we just limit
just
it
have
to
the alley.
Just have the alley in, and then upstairs, you could do one of two things. You could either you could leave the bathroom that I presently have,
mm-hmm.
put it on the third floor, so that everybody could use it that
mm-hmm.
way. See.
Mm-hmm.
Third floor, just take one of the rooms up there
mm-hmm.
and expand the bath and so forth and so on. How would that be?
Sure.
So you've got the water and so forth.
That would be much handier for you, though, if we could work it in.
Yeah, if it can be done there.
In your bath.
It could be done there, and as a matter of fact, then.
You don't use the tub, I don't think.
And then, I never use the tub.
Yeah.
No. And if you could put it in there, that would be handy.
Now, is this the whirlpool type?
Yeah. Well, I think it's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to BB about it. And
yeah, well, he has one in the swimming pool, and
mm-hmm.
they can put them, though, in smaller, they don't have to have an area as big as we have in our swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to say that in terms of what you do below, what I think just the one-string bowling,
all
which
right.
I understand people will contribute,
mm-hmm.
now that wouldn't require, for example, all of the damned changes in and air conditioning, all that sort of thing, would it?
No. No, it'd be a lot simpler, but we can do it, you know.
I know, well, we don't need to do it.
If you'd use it, we'd be more than happy to put it in.
I know, but I don't. You see, even when I use this bowling alley over here, I don't change and shower and all that sort of thing. Well, of course, I wouldn't have the opportunity to. They don't have any.
But this,
if we had this down here, this is convenient enough. You just take the elevator down
right.
and walk to it, right?
Well, this would be a lot, you know, certainly it would simplify things a lot.
Yeah. And then you don't need a shower unless you do all the showering
fine.
And changing up
fine.
Above, see?
Fine.
And all you need, basically, is the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Just without a shower and without, without a bathroom. You don't need a bathroom or any
fine.
Of that sort of thing. See?
Well, we'll
you don't,
just,
you
we'll
need
just
to,
go ahead
you
and
don't need to put any plumbing in or anything of that sort.
Well, we'll just go ahead and advance
yeah.
that.
And then that would be a very good thing. Then you can check to see what you can do upstairs
right.
in my room, if you can.
Certainly.
And give me a plan, okay?
Great.
Fine,
thank
fine,
you so much.
Fine.